Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. And fitness. 5 days a week.
Well, if you would like soft, supple, healthy-looking skin, as I have, because, yes, my skin glows with a dewy radiance. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I want that kind of skin. And my guest today, Dr. Mike Smith, he's senior health scientist and nationally known media personality for Life Extension and one of the rockin' hosts here at Radio MD. Hey, Dr. Mike.
So kind. Hi.
Oh, please. Your show is so awesome. So tell us about skin and skin care, and what are we doing wrong? Let's start with that. What are we doing to our skin that's wrong, and then let's move on.
Well, okay, lifestyle, right? I mean, the standard American diet, which is very sad, SAD, lots of pro-inflammatory compounds in the grains and the simple sugars that we're eating, and, you know, so the inflammation is high. That's not good. We're not drinking enough water. We're not hydrated enough. We're out in the sun more and not protecting our skin as much as we should. And we're stressed out, working. Melanie, I know how hard you work. And I know your cortisol level must be sky high. And that's not good for your skin. All that raises inflammation. You mobilize sugar. You get glycation happening in your skin cells. So, yeah, lifestyle, stress, you put it all together. It's no wonder our skin is cracking and drying and not looking all that great.
Well, and cortisol messes with a whole host of things in our body, inflammatory conditions and everything. And you're right, but I do try and keep mine under control with a lot of exercise and really
helped. I was just picking on you, Melanie.
I know
you do.
You can go ahead. I'm 4'10". People have been picking on me my whole life. So tell us what we can do now for our skin. So this is what we shouldn't do, is all of those things, those inflammatory things. Now, what should we be doing? What kinds of products? Because there's a million creams in markets.
Of course. So there's three things you got to do for your skin. Number one, you got to moisturize. Number two, you have to moisturize. Number three, you have to moisturize. That's really the beginning and end of healthy skin. Now, there's other things we can do to promote collagen production, more skin cells, and all that kind of stuff. But, Melanie, until you are locking in the deep moisture and not losing it to the environment, all those expensive creams and serums you're doing, they're probably not going to work as best as they can. So I think the first thing we need to do is get moisture back into the skin. Now, there's two ways to do that. You can do the classic topical moisturizers, you know, and those are good. You come out of the shower, your skin is still a little wet. That's the best time to apply those topical lotions and stuff. But, you know, honestly, those are just Band-Aids. You're not really addressing the key reason why we're losing so much moisture from our skin, and that is a very specific type of fat that lives in your skin. It's called a ceramide. That type of fat, as you get older, you lose it. Now, lifestyle, the food, all that stuff we just talked about definitely speeds up the breakdown of these ceramides. Now, these fats are so important because they hold the skin cells together in that top layer called the epidermis. So if you have a lot of ceramides, the skin cells are tightly packed. They stick together and they keep the moisture deep into the dermis, those deeper layers of the skin, and that's what's going to ultimately prevent the loss of skin cells and collagen. And so you're going to see an improvement in how your skin feels and looks when you have a nice amount of these ceramides. But as I said, as we get older, we lose them. So I think, other than just doing a Band-Aid like with a lotion, I think the best thing to do is to solve the problem by replacing the ceramides that are missing. And it comes
And how do we do that? How do we replace those ceramides? Because now even there's products, Dr. Mike, that say, oh, ceramide has ceramide in it and comes in little, like, looks like a vitamin D capsule, and you cut it open and put it on your skin and it's kind of oily. So how are we getting the ceramides?
Well, you can do it. You're going to see more and more ceramides in topical products, Melanie, but we don't think that ceramides in a topical product actually penetrate deep enough to really do what they need to do, which is hold those skin cells together. So the best way to do it is to take it in an oral capsule. It's kind of like an inside-out moisturizer. Life Extension has developed a awesome product for this where we source the ceramide from wheat germ oil. Now, don't let that scare you. We're not. There's no wheat protein. There's no allergens in this. So even people with wheat issue can take this because we're extracting the ceramides only from the oil. Okay, no allergens. It's non-GMO. It's organic. But you take it in a pill form, and from the inside out, you seed up those ceramides into that epidermis. They connect to those skin cells. They pull them together, and now you're going to decrease water loss, and you're going to hold the water in deep. So when you do now, on top of that, once you start with the ceramides, Melanie, now you do some of that other stuff you like, the collagen builders, the keratin builders, all that kind of stuff. Those products make more sense now that you have the ceramides in place and they're able to keep the moisture deep. So that's how you take it, pill form.
So why is wheat germ oil the best form of ceramide? Would any omega-3 type oil be really good for this, or is that specifically one?
It has to be ceramide is a specific type of fat. It's not related to the omega fats. Omega fats are good for your skin, but that's not, no, the ceramides make up about 40% of this matrix that holds the skin cells together. The omega oils are really going to help at the top layer, deeper in the dermis and stuff, but they're not part of that matrix holding the skin cells. So it really does need to be this specific type of fat called a ceramide. Now, you ask why wheat germ oil? That's the best source. The ceramides from wheat germ oil look the most like human ceramide. So this is the best natural replacement that we have. Ceramides, by the way, are in all animals, all plants. It's just easiest, and it's the closest to human ceramides from wheat. That's why we use it. We get it from France. High-quality wheat, high-quality ceramides. Again, no allergens, so anybody can take this. And you really are solving the problem. You're bringing the skin cells together. It's kind of like having young skin again, and you're holding that moisture in deep. That is what is key to healthy skin.
So how long, if someone starts to take this, because now we've got this whole host of things that we're taking, Dr. Mike, and we're getting our vitamin D, and we're getting our multivitamins, we're getting our CoQ10 and our probiotics, and how many things are we supposed to be taking? And if you were to look at that handful of supplements that we take, is this one that you would say absolutely every single day, or is it one we can, you know, take three or four times a week and it should do the trick?
I think that depends on the individual person, right? I mean, this is where personalized medicine is so important. Like for me, I naturally have oily skin. I don't really have the dry skin issue. I live in Florida. I don't have winter skin like other people in the Northeast do. So for me, I do ceramides on basically like every 3 or 4 day basis. But by the way, because ceramides aren't just good for skin. They do all kinds of other things in your body. They're just important fats, but If you're in the Northeast, cold weather, you're getting you're in your 50s or 60s, your skin definitely is showing these signs of aging, cracking, the color tone is off. Then ceramides, you probably don't have any, and you need to take this every day. So I really think that's a case-by-case approach, and that's how medicine should be, by the way. No more cookie-cutter stuff. I mean, we're all different people. We have different lifestyles, and I think you just have to kind of see where you're at with that and some people every day, for someone like me, every few days.
That's such great information. And you can hear Dr. Mike Smith every week here on Radio MD. You can download his shows. You can listen on iHeart, on the live stream. You can download them on the free TuneIn Radio app or on iTunes. You can get his shows on iTunes or Radio MD every single week. Thanks so much, Dr. Mike. Your information is great. His show rocks. And if you've never heard it, go on and listen to it. He's a lot easier to listen to than me for the most part, but we have some fun together.
Quickly, Melanie, leskinrepair.com, your listeners can go to, and they can learn more about ceramides, leskinrepair.com.
Rock on, leskinrepair.com. He is Dr. Mike, and I'm Melanie Cole, and thanks so much for listening. Stay well.